We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alistair, what can you tell us?
Hey there. Yeah, back in the day, this is 2004, if everyone can remember that. Google really made a splash by releasing Gmail, and when it came out, it had 1 gigabyte of free storage. So basically, back then, you never had to delete any emails or worry about that, and that used to be a real concern. And then, you know, over the years, most of us have not deleted any emails. There's files stored there, and then you add in all the photos we take with smartphones and things like that. And there's now this one big sort of Google Cloud account that a lot of people have where all that stuff is stored. And Google used to up the limit, and in 2013 it got all the way up to 15 gigabytes of free storage, and then the company kind of stopped doing that. And then this year, more lately, the company has pulled back on some other free cloud storage deals that were really very generous. And what's happening now is that people are bumping up against that limit, and instead of raising it this year, instead Google is basically pushing a new paid subscription that's a bit like iCloud if people have iPhones, where you actually have to pay monthly for that storage, and that's really is causing people some concern.
So I wonder if people are going to pay it or start figuring out how to kill stuff.
So Google is betting that people will pay it. And judging from the way people behave on their iPhones, a lot of people do end up paying for it, because it's a lot of work to, you know, if you have, let's say, 5,000 photos, you know, of your loved ones and your memories from the past 5 years, where else are you going to put those if you want to have them to hand? So people do very much end up paying. The thing that really caught our eye for this particular story is the idea that when you start bumping up against your limit on Gmail, you get an alert saying, hey, if you don't start paying, or if you don't delete some files and some emails, you're actually going to stop getting your emails. So people have really freaked out early this year, in recent months, when you know they've actually been missing important emails from friends or even business associates.
How much are we going to have to pay?
So it starts for $1.99 a month for 100 gigabytes, which is a lot, and that's probably what most people will do. And that, you know, that doesn't seem very much, but it does add up. And from Google's point of view, because it operates at such scale, I did a little bit of math, and even if 10% of all Gmail users sign up for that, that's more than $2 billion a year for Google in revenue.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.